Many of us are told of the proverb of the frog in the well. A frog lives in a well, content with his life, when a turtle from the ocean falls into his home. The turtle tells the frog of the world above, with the frog in complete disbelief. Many of us are often stuck in our own wells, content with what we have learned. But it is often a truly enlightening experience when we climb out of the well and see the entirety of the world for what it is. For me, such an experience was Mathalier, a summer mathematics program that opened my eyes to math and made me more aware of the global community. At the end of the camp, when I was in Chicago Airport on my way home, I found myself wondering, so this is the real world. The World Above by Eric Yang. My story begins in freshman year. I had always been passionate in math, having taken classes at the University of Minnesota and going to every single math club I could. During my ninth grade year, I had felt extraordinarily accomplished in math, having already surpassed high school curriculum by 5 years. I felt content, but my brother wanted me to go beyond. He gave me a list of summer mathematics programs to apply to. Always ready to learn more math, I applied for all of them. When reading the description of these camps, I expected an experience that would be like the math courses I took at the university. As time passed, I would soon get rejected by some camps and accepted by others. I chose to go to Mathalier, one of the more promising camps. As time came to go to the camp, I began wondering if I was overqualified, having learned so much. I would soon come to see how naive I was in the coming weeks. After flying into Maine, the site of the camp, I checked in and began talking with other students. I was immediately surprised by how far ahead many of the students were compared to me. After talking for a while, we gathered together for our first mathematics lecture. This was one of the most eye-opening experiences in the camp. As we discussed solutions to the application problems, I had heard of many concepts and ideas that had never come to me. Some of them even sounded unfeasible and made up, like the pigeonhole principle and proof by contrapositive. Already, I felt like I was climbing out of a well and into an ocean. Over the next few weeks, I would talk with many students, getting to know their perspectives and lifestyles. It was interesting to see how impressive their schools and local resources paled in comparison to Austin. Many of them would speak of taking several AP tests in their freshman year and having teams that would regularly make it to national competitions. For the first time, I would begin truly realizing how small my world in Austin was. Another part of the experience was the lectures. For 5 weeks, I would go to these lectures every day, learn about math in bizarre ways, and talk with other students on how to solve the problems we were given. This would affect me most mathematically, changing the way I thought about problem solving. I learned how to both work together and create ideas independent of teachers. By the end of camp, I was truly humbled, and met with students and teachers far beyond my ken who treated me as their equal. They had shown me the true scope of both mathematics and the world, letting me see how much I had yet to explore and was going on in other high schools. As said by Albert Einstein, the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. Math camp was one of the most influential experiences of my life. By looking at the big picture, Mathalier had given me a much grander view of the world than I ever could have gotten 4 years of living in Austin. It had made me aware. When I came to camp, I was but a little frog. When I came out, I'd talked with turtles and swam in the ocean. I'd become a humbler, less arrogant, and more aware individual. Despite this, I also saw how much I'd yet to grow and strive for personal improvement in both mathematics and academics. If we want to improve ourselves and push beyond our boundaries, we must dive into the ocean and become aware.